101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
It can seem like death almost when you don't get that text or call back after the first date.
Seems kind of dramatic.
But that's how I feel sometimes. That's why we do Blown Off. And if you are in that situation right now, let us help you. Hot1015TampaBay.com/blown off. Greg, you feeling like death?
Yeah, a little bit.
I hate to hear that, Greg. I don't want anybody to feel like death.
Yeah, it feels pretty bad.
Well, tell us about Vanessa. How did you two meet?
We actually met at work. We went with some friends to get sushi and play pool at the rack.
Oh.
Nice.
That's not bad. So yeah. The entire date was a group date, really? It was just sort of a bunch of people hanging out?
Yeah. We were a group of us. Yeah. So felt safe. It was awesome.
Now, when this happened, because I know if I'm hanging out with friends as opposed to just one-on-one, I can be a little bit different than what
right.
I want to portray on the first date. Were you being sort of like really competitive or just loud or anything you can remember? Maybe you drank too much beer?
No, I don't think so. I thought I was having a good time. I mean, she's so funny. I laughed all night. I pretty much hung by her the whole time.
Okay. Did she seem into you, too? I mean, I know it's hard to pick up on, like, especially if you're sitting here curious as to why she didn't call you back, but it seemed like she was into you on the date?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we laughed all night together.
Maybe something happened post-date where, like, one of her friends got in her head and was like, you shouldn't date someone from work because it doesn't end well. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
maybe something
true.
Like that, and there was nothing wrong with you. So I hope maybe that's the case and we can change your mind.
Yeah, that could be.
Greg, how long has it been since you've heard from her?
I've called her a bunch. It's been about 2 weeks, I'd say.
Okay, Greg, well, let's try to get Vanessa on the phone, and we will try to see why you were blown off next on the new Hot 101.5.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowd. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. Cheeks, say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
The Miguel Show.
Greg and Vanessa were work buddies, and Greg and Vanessa said, let's try to take it to the next level. They went on a group date. They went to shoot some pool, but Greg has not heard back from Vanessa. Are you ready for us to try to get her on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. So now, Greg, when we do get Vanessa on the phone, you just kind of stay silent on your end. That way we can, you know, kind of talk her down a little bit and see what's really going on. So, okay. I don't know, group first dates are always a little awkward.
Yeah, it can be. Poor thing.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Vanessa?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Vanessa, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know this is really awkward, but we have a mutual friend and Greg, actually one of your coworkers.
Yeah, you and Greg went on like sort of a big group outing together. And okay. So you're familiar with Greg, obviously.
So you know who we're talking about. Oh, what happened?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. No, I'm never going out with Greg again.
Oh,
no,
why?
No, 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 no.
Why?
That dude literally, like, he laughs like a hyena. And I'm not over-exaggerating. Like, literally like a hyena. It's, like, the most obnoxious, horrific laugh you've ever heard in your life. But it's seriously, like, it's terrible. I couldn't live with that.
Can you give us an example of what it sounds like?
No, I mean, seriously, it sounds like a dolphin getting strangled is what it sounds like.
Oh.
It's awful. It's awful.
Yeah, everybody tells me I have a great laugh.
Oh, Vanessa, we actually have Greg on the phone.
Sorry.
You guys, come on.
I'm sorry, Vanessa, but you know what? This is good because, honestly, like, let's maybe pull back a little bit. And so if someone has a unique laugh, that's not a reason not to necessarily go out again.
Everybody tells me it's a great laugh. I mean,
maybe
it was off because I was nervous. I don't know.
Greg, I got to ask if there's any way that you could find something funny in this moment so we could all be the judge of this laugh.
Because we need to help you out with this.
Somehow, like, I don't know if you can, like, just pretend. Like,
I mean, I don't know. I just get nervous.
Greg, is that what it sounds like for real, though?
That is what it sounds like, exactly.
I get nervous, and that's how it comes out. Yes.
Greg, you sound kind of like Goofy.
Oh, my God.
I know what he sounds like.
We got Goofy on the phone.
Stop it. You know in Mary Poppins when Uncle Albert can't get off the ceiling? He's like...
Oh, okay.
I can't handle it. I can't handle it. It's like, even now when I hear it at work now, I think, oh, my God, I need to get a different job.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yes!
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.